This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
Hey, Matt here. Welcome to another episode of the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. It is Way Back Wednesday. This is the day where we reach back into the archives and pull out old classic episodes. And we've been reaching back into the archives of the Do-Over podcast, the podcast that started it all. And I got another great one for you today. Enjoy.
During an era where countless people, businesses, and organizations are feeling the pinch, running out of time, running out of money, losing confidence, feeling as if life is unfair, praying for another chance, and unless something is done, life is going to pass them by. Fortunately, in the nick of time, there is now a place where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. Save your career. Save your business. Save your health. Save your relationships. Save your life. Get from where you are to where you want to be faster and with greater ease than you ever thought possible. Say hello to your do-over.
Welcome to Your Do-Over, coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles, and this is the place where I show people who want more out of life, people dissatisfied with their current situation, how to start over and begin a new life, setting goals and objectives so they can create wealth and live life to the fullest. You can jumpstart Your Do-Over and lay a solid foundation for a better life by downloading the three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over for free at freedoover.com. It's a 55-minute MP3 audio program that I made just for you with three specific steps on how to get success as you start over. The three pillars of creating the ultimate do-over will put the legs under your table. They will lay the foundation for you to achieve. They will act as your traveling success coach, and they are yours for free at freedoover.com. Okay, so before we get into today's episode, I wanted to bring you up to date on my investigation of one of our recent guests, Christina Venley's service, blogtothemax.com. It is a service where you can go get a free blog. I mean, you have to pay for the hosting, which is minimal, and you'd have to pay for the hosting regardless of where you went to go get your blog, but you get the blog all set up for free. It's pretty cool. Now, I put Christina's service to the test, and I have to say I am pleased. It was just as easy and thorough as she said it would be, and if you want to see what I created, you can view my free blog at howtoretireplan.com, howtoretireplan.com. And if you like what you see, you can get your free blog also at blogtothemax.com, blogtothemax.com. Okay, on with today's episode. It's part three of how to get success when starting over in life. And today's subject is really one of my favorites, as I believe if done properly, nothing will move you along your path of success as fast as it will. And it is a mentor. And of course, good education, some skill, and some talent, they are essential. They're all essential with regard to how to get success in your do-over. But for most people, I mean, school is over with, and the parameters of their talent are set basically on the day that they were born. And their skills can certainly be developed, but how do you get success? especially if you need to get it fast. You get a mentor. In fact, you get a team of mentors if you can, for the purpose of the right advice and guidance and always having a sample of what success looks like. I mean, oftentimes it's a great help to have a mentor, even if it's from a distance, just to always have a reminder that success, the success that you pursue, is always possible. Just having a visual representation will ultimately impact your results. And many independent studies, they've concluded that people that have mentors experience greater results, including making more money and making it much faster and at a younger age than those that do not. Additionally, I mean, much of this research, it shows that those who have had mentors are faster with their progress and they derive greater pleasure from their lives and their work. But you know, finding a mentor can be a challenge. And I know because a lot of you have emailed me about that. How do I find a mentor? You know, for the fortunate, mentors, they can be found through a privileged network of relatives or family friends, parents, business associates, college professors, or maybe even your next door neighbor. I don't know, depending on the neighborhood you live in, I guess. For everyone else, however, the search can require an extreme amount of patience, clear focus, and the self-confidence to actually approach a potential mentor. I mean, not everyone can depend on nepotism, right? And mentors, they're just important for starting over. So how to get success as you're starting over in life? You gotta find a mentor. I highly recommend that. I recommend that be probably the very first thing you do. I mean, they're essential to rising through the ranks and experiencing greater achievement. Now, one of the easiest ways to attract a mentor is to develop a reputation to that of an overachiever. Someone that works hard. Someone that goes the extra mile. Someone that asks for nothing in return. People of achievement are attracted to people like them, even if those people that they're attracted to have yet to achieve what they wanted to achieve. But if you're going to be proactive about finding a mentor, here are 7 tips. 1, you got to be clear. You got to be clear as to why you want a mentor. I mean, is it advice and guidance that you're looking for? Is it a connection to the movers and the shakers in your industry that you're looking for? Or is it just someone to bounce ideas off of? You got to be clear. The second tip, tip 2. Look for somebody that has the type of lifestyle that you would like to have and look at all aspects of their life. I mean, for example, their family, the neighborhood they live in, the car that they drive, the people of which they associate with, their character traits, their personality, their emotional stability. Do they have the life that you want? Or do they have the life that you want, but they appear stressed out all the time? Or do they not have everything that you want, but they appear to be happy all the time? I mean, be careful with this one because more times than not, if you do what they do, if you take their advice, you are likely to get what they got. So look at all aspects of their life. 3, when asking someone to be your mentor, explain why you're asking and what you'd actually expect out of the relationship. I mean, let the person know the reasons as to why you are asking them. And don't be afraid to be flattering. I mean, flattery might not get you everywhere, but it will get you more places than indifference. 4, before asking someone to be your mentor, consider asking just a question or two to see what they have to say. And after, ask yourself, how did that go? Was that good advice? Was it delivered in a way that made sense to me? And did it fill me with confidence and energy? I mean, those are the types of things that you want to do. So don't be afraid to give them a little test by asking one or two little questions first. Tip 5, one of my favorites. And it's my favorite because I think it's the best way to get a mentor's undivided attention after you have identified who your ideal mentor is. Look for ways that you can reciprocate, or even better, look for ways that you can help that person first. I mean, at the very least, spring for lunch as often as you can. Send a gift of gratitude when you feel grateful, and just really always maintain an attitude of gratitude. Never let your mentor feel taken for granted. I mean, one of the greatest gifts that you can give a mentor is to report back and share your feedback and the results that their advice or guidance created for you. Mentors, or all people for that matter, love hearing about their part in a success story, and they'll be inclined to help you further. Tip 6, be careful as to not adopt a sidekick or a mentee mentality. Don't become too dependent on your mentor. I mean, the intent is that one day you'll eventually be a mentor. And to be a mentor, you'll need to fly on your own. And if the opportunity presents itself, I mean, you'll want to surpass your mentor. It's okay if you do that. So continue to think for yourself in that relationship. Tip 7, I kind of alluded to this in the beginning. Don't limit yourself to just one mentor. The mentor relationship can work in any area of your life. And maybe the best business mentor is not going to be the best relationship mentor, and that person's not going to be the best health mentor. I mean, you just might not find a mentor that represents everything that you want out of life. Now, a strong community of people doing what you want to do that have what you want to have can collectively be an amazing mentor. That whole community can act like a mentor. I mean, I really just went through this process myself recently. The reason being is that I'm currently creating an online real estate investing training program, of which when I got started, I didn't have the slightest clue. I just knew I wanted to create it. And I searched high and low at every possible place that I could find to find someone that was doing it or someone that had done it. And I found that person on Twitter, of all places. So that kind of leads us to, where do you find a mentor? And I gave you 7 tips of what you want to do once you find the person, but where do you find one? Here are some ideas. Industry associations, online communities. I love meetup.com. Check out meetup.com. Check out your chamber of commerce. All of your chambers have an online presence now. Look at your church. Great people at church. Networking communities. Look at your local business owners. Look at volunteering. Look for opportunities to volunteer, because that's really where you are going to shine in your best light, where you are going to be the best person that you are. When you're volunteering for a good cause, you'll meet all kinds of amazing people, and they're going to notice you as a great person because you're there volunteering. Look at the SBA, the Small Business Administration. That's a good source. Retirees can be an amazing source. It doesn't have to be someone who's actively in the workforce or actively doing what you want to do right now. It might be someone that was very successful before that did what you want to do now. And then people associated with your hobbies and your interests. And as I found, maybe you find that person online. I found my person on Twitter. And I'll share with you that experience. I sent them a tweet and they responded back, and then he sent me through the direct message service that Twitter has. He sent me his email and his phone number, and I sent him an email, and he just happened to be vacationing out here, only about an hour drive away from my house. And I asked him if he wanted to get together, and he said, sure, come on down. So he broke away from his family, God bless him, and we met, and I just started asking him questions, and it turned out to a 4-hour conversation. And he was so giving with his information that it made an amazing impact on my progress with my project. So it went really, really well. And I'm not sharing that with you to show you how easy and simple it is. I'm sharing that with you to hopefully get across the point that there's nothing to be afraid of. And it is easier than it might sound right now to you. And people are much more inclined to help if you're there to help them. And I came and I did some favors for him as well. And he really appreciated it, and I appreciate him, and now we call each other, and now there's a relationship there. Okay, so that's it for today. God loves you, and so do I. And speaking of the Almighty, I'd like to leave you with this from Hebrews 6:12, the ultimate personal development book. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. And I read that because sometimes it's easy to look at your circumstances in the natural and think, I've missed my opportunity. I'm too old. It's too late. I've messed up too much. But with the messages from the ultimate personal development book, the Bible, there's always another opportunity. He created you on purpose and for a purpose. He's the one who placed those dreams and desires on the inside of you. He hasn't given up on those dreams. And you shouldn't either, okay? It's never too late for God, which means it's never too late for you. It's never too late to be who you might have become. It's never too late to do what you might have done. It's never too late to have what you might have had. Now, I don't know about you, but I have never heard of a single story, not in the Bible nor in our time, where God gave someone a dream and fulfilled on it the same day. No. Our lives are designed with seasons and processes to build our faith and prepare us for the next step. It takes faith, it takes obedience, and it takes patience to see God's promises come to pass. Now, I speak of God. That's my faith. And it's okay if you have your faith placed somewhere else, at another higher power. And whatever manuscript that accompanies that higher power that you reference, the message is the same. So today, no matter where you are in your journey of faith, just focus on moving forward. God hasn't given up on you. The Lord hasn't given up on you. The universe hasn't given up on you. Trust that He has you in the right place at the right time. Trust that He is working all things together for your good. Trust that new doors are opening. Just because one closed doesn't mean it's the end. New doors are opening. Look for them. Choose faith and patience, and you will inherit His promises because, you know, it's just never too late for you to embrace the good things God has in store for you. I am Matt, the Do-Over Guy, and I will see you on the next episode of Your Do-Over.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Do-Over, where the ignored, underestimated, and unknown steps to producing results and making life work are revealed. And remember, knowledge is potential power. Take action on what you learned today. This is not your learn-over. It's your do-over. To view the resources referenced in today's show and to retrieve a complete show transcript, visit www.thedooverguy.com. Stay connected with Matt the Do-Over Guy Terrio on Twitter at The Do-Over Guy and on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Do-Over Guru.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.